that we've had fewer droughts in recent years. Do you dispute that?
I don't know what in what context he's making statements like that, but I certainly can tell you about the droughts that are happening today.
No. You can't. I'm not arguing to you today that you are wrong about global warming because we have a cold spell. I'm asking you, what are the data? Don't you know worldwide data about whether or not we're having fewer or less droughts?
I'll be happy to provide it, but I certainly am aware that droughts are becoming more extreme and frequent.
Well, you're aware that the IPCC has found that the moisture content of the soil is, if anything, slightly greater than it has been over the last decade. It's in their report. Are you aware of that?
I don't know what you're referring to, Senator, but I'm happy to respond.
Well, you need to know because you're asking this economy to sustain tremendous cost, and you don't know whether or not the soil is worldwide is more moist or less moist.
I don't know where your cost figures are coming from.
I'm quoting the IPCC. Second, what about hurricanes? We had more or less hurricanes in the last decade.
There have been more frequent hurricanes and more intense in terms of landing those hurricanes on land. I cannot answer that question. It's a very complicated issue.
It's not complicated on how many have landed. We've had a dramatic reduction in the number. Well, we've gone a decade without a hurricane class 3 or above.
But, sir, the scientists are not really considering that number to be significant because the subset is so small that you're looking at, that you're taking issues in science out of context. And it's not my job
Are you asserting that you have evidence that we have greater hurricane around the world in the last decade than the previous decade?
I am asserting that I have plenty of evidence, factual evidence from scientists who know this issue, that climate change is happening, it's real, it's happening now.
Well, of course the climate is changing, Ms. McCarthy. I just ask you, you have been saying that we have more storms. Will you submit within a few days, it shouldn't take long.
I'm happy to submit all
show
the science
that we've had more storms in
when
the last decade.
When you say we, what are we talking
the
about?
World.
The U.S.?
The world.
I'm happy to submit the full breadth of science that we have behind climate. We've
full
submitted it on many occasions.
Like
we'll
numbers.
Do it again.
Would you acknowledge that over the last 18 years that the increase in temperature has been very little, and that it is well below, matter of fact, 90% below most of the environmental models that showed how fast temperature would increase?
No, I would not agree with that, sir. A 1 degree temperature is significant.
I'm asking you, is it below the models or above the models?
I do not know what the models actually are predicting that you're referring to. There are many models.
You're ahead of the environment.
And sometimes it's actually going faster and sometimes slightly slower than the model predicts. But on the whole, it makes no difference to the validity in the robustness of climate science that is telling us that we are facing an absolute challenge that we must address both environmentally, economically, from a national security perspective, and for EPA, from a public health perspective.
All right. Well, of course, carbon pollution is CO2, and that's really not a pollutant. It's a plant food, and it doesn't harm anybody, except that it might include temperature increases. But so let me ask you one more time. Are you asserting, just give me this answer, if you take the average of the models predicting how fast the temperature would increase, is the temperature in fact increasing less than that or more than that?
I cannot answer that question specifically.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just would say this is a stunning development that the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, who should know more than anybody else in the world, who's imposing hundreds of billions of dollars in costs to prevent this climate and temperature increases, doesn't know whether their projections have been right or wrong.